Any good morning. Time for Check of Sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Let's start with playoff softball last night. Class A, Region 6, opening round. St. Ansgar, they end the season for Northwood Kensett. 10-1 victory for St. Ansgar. Vikings wrap up the season with a 9-16 record. St. Ansgar, they're moving on. They're going to face Riceville in the next round. Riceville beat Rockford 12-0 yesterday. Again, St. Ansgar 10, Northwood Kensett 1. In Class 2A Region 5 opening round softball, Lake Mills. Their season also came to an end. Manson Northwest Webster beat Lake Mills by the score of 10-6. Bulldogs were up 6-5, and Manson scored 5 in the top of the 7th. Bulldogs finished the season with a 12-12 record. Manson Northwest Webster will now face Central Springs. Again, Bulldogs get beat 10-6. Baseball yesterday, St. Ansgar beats Lake Mills 15-0. In 4 innings in a regular season game, Lake Mills right back in action tonight. They'll be at New Hampton. That game starts at 7. Albert Lea High School is proud to announce the hiring of Harrison Cates as the new head boys basketball coach, position pending board approval. Now, during this past year, Harrison was an assistant in the Albert Lea basketball program, as well as a junior high football and assistant boys golf coach. Harrison was an assistant coach at Central Cass High School prior to his move to Albert Lea. Now, Coach Cates is originally from Leonard, North Dakota. Now, Cates was hired with Albert Lea Schools in the 2020-21 school year as a physical education teacher at Halverson Elementary and will continue in that role next school year. Again, Harrison Cates, new head boys basketball coach at Albert Lea. Southeast Conference. All conference teams were named in baseball and softball, and according to the Albert Lea Tribune, let's start with baseball. For Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, junior Brady Lair received all conference honors, while sophomore Kyle Honstead, he was named honorable mention. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons in baseball, they finished the season with an overall record of 6-15. For the softball team, seniors Abby Thoisch, Kylie Corman, Caitlin Bendixson, and junior Mallory Ignashevsky were named to the all-conference team, and senior Grace Erickson was named as an honorable mention. The softball team, they finished the season with an overall record of 12-8. Chicago, the White Sox, they beat the Twins last night 4-1 to even that three-game series up at a game apiece. Two teams will wrap up their series this afternoon, a game right here on Kate. Lance Lynn will be on the mound for the White Sox. He's 8-3 with a 2.02 ERA. Michael Pineda will go for the Twins. He's 3-4 with a 3.70 ERA. Pre-game at 11:30. We'll have your first pitch at 12:10. The Chicago White Sox plays catcher Yasmani Grandal on the 10-day injured list with a torn tendon in his left knee. Now, Grandal was injured during an at-bat in Monday's loss to Minnesota. Chicago estimates that Grandal is going to be out approximately 4 to 6 weeks. Minnesota forward Eric Curry has decided to return to the court for his 6th season in the program. The 6'9" Curry was planned to serve as a graduate assistant under new head coach Ben Johnson. He had changed his mind and exercised his option under the NCAA's pandemic guidelines to play an additional year. Now, Curry was forced to miss the 2017-18 and 2019-20 seasons with knee injuries. In 78 career games, he has averaged 4.6 points, 4 rebounds, and 18.2 minutes. Curry played in all 29 games last season. NBA Finals game number 1 goes to the Phoenix Suns. They beat Milwaukee 118-105. Suns led by as many as 20 in the third quarter. Chris Paul, 32 points and 9 assists. Devin Booker had 27 points. DeAndre Ayton with 22 points and 19 rebounds. Game number 2 tomorrow night in Phoenix. That will start at 8. Again, the Suns lead that series 1-0. Well, the Stanley Cup could end again tonight. Game 5 at 7 o'clock. Montreal at Tampa Bay. Lightning still in control in that series. They're up 3-1. If the Lightning win, they'll be back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. If Montreal wins, they will force a Game 6 back in their home ice. USA Track and Field says it's incredibly sympathetic towards Sha'Carri Richardson's circumstances, but the banned sprinter won't be given a spot on the 4x100 relay team in the Olympics. Now, Richardson had already been banned from a spot in the 100 following a positive test for marijuana. Richardson says she used the drug following the death of her mother. Now, the USATF says it fully agrees that international rules regarding marijuana should be reevaluated. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. military will allow Naval Academy graduate Cameron Kinley to pursue a career in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Acting Navy Secretary Tom Harker had denied Kinley's request to delay his commissioning, but Austin has reversed that decision, and President Joe Biden says he is pleased by the news. Now, Kinley, a cornerback, signed with Tampa Bay as an undrafted free agent. He will now be able to attend the Buccaneers training camp later this month. And ESPN has replaced Rachel Nichols as its sideline reporter for the NBA Finals, following a report detailing critical comments that she made about Black colleague Mariah Taylor. The network announced Tuesday that Malika Andrews would handle the role for the series between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, Nichols has been the sideline reporter for its top national games this season and for last year's NBA Finals. But the switch was made after the New York Times reported Sunday on her comments last year when she learned that Taylor would lead the network studio show instead of her during the league's restart at Walt Disney World. Again, the Twins and the White Sox wrap up their series at Target Field this afternoon. Morning pregame, 11:30, your pregame first pitch at 12:10. All the action right here on KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for KATE Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.